Let us pray. Loving God, may your word speak to us. May we close out all distractions and focus our minds on you. It is in your name we pray. Amen. The gospel lesson for this afternoon is coming from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 4, verses 18 through 22. As he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." Immediately, they left their nets and they followed him. As he went from there, he saw two other brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, in the boat with their father Zebedee, mending their nets, and he called to them. And immediately they left the boat and their father, and they followed him. This is the word of God. Here we are at the beginning of a new chapter in the life of Hurley Reformed, and in the next chapter of ministry for you, Bill. In this scripture passage from the Gospel of Matthew, we see the beginning of something else. The beginning for Peter and Andrew, James and John. They're being called by Jesus and they have no idea what kind of adventure is set before them. They're literally walking away from everything they know to follow Jesus Christ. These disciples that Jesus is calling have not been called on accident, for nothing with God is an accident. All four men are fishermen, and they're not just fishermen by trait. Instead, it is who they are. And in his commentary on the Gospel of Matthew, theologian William Barclay discusses six important traits that fishermen had. Now, these traits not only helped them to be good fishermen, but also to be good disciples of Christ. And for us, they're important for the ministry and the adventure we are all getting ready to set on. The first two of these traits are patience and perseverance. Now, for many of us, myself included, these can often be the hardest traits. Waiting is never easy. And most of us know that nothing happens in our timing. Instead, it happens in God's timing. There are going to be moments that we're going to want to give up. There are going to be moments that we want to throw in the towel. But we are called and we must keep going. Now, no doubt, there are going to be times on this new adventure we're on. But do not give up. And remember, both Jesus and the disciples had moments they wanted to quit too. Remember Jesus saying, "If it's your blessing, take this cup from me"? Yet they remained. They were patient. I'm sure Jesus had to be patient when the disciples asked all those questions, right? And they persevered. They persevered for the glory of God. Now, things that you desire may not happen overnight. They might not even happen in the first year of your ministry together. And some of them, much to your despair, will not happen at all. But press on. Remain in God and remember this important fact. This adventure is not about you. The next two traits are having an eye for the moment and fitting the bait to the fish. Ministry, right? Fitting the bait to the fish, right? Ministry takes discernment and flexibility. What worked in the past for this congregation may not work anymore with Bill as your minister. What worked for Bill in other congregations may not work here at Hurley Reformed. It's about learning each other, getting to know each other, doing ministry together, loving God together, trusting each other. We're not always going to get it right the first time, are we? Or the second time. Maybe not even the third time, but that's going to go right back to that perseverance that we just talked about. Just think about how many different ways Jesus ministered and approached people, right? We must know that there are different ministries and different approaches and forms of ministry that are needed to love the people here at Hurley Reformed and in our community. The two final traits that Barclay mentions are courage and keeping focus. Ministry takes courage. It's not for the fearful. Together, Bill, you and the church, you're going to put yourselves out there. You're going to enter into that trusting relationships, and you're going to go forward in ministry. Keep the courage and keep the faith. Keep the focus. Many things are going to come along the way and try to derail us all, right? There will be petty things and disagreements and distractions, but do not take your eyes off of God. This adventure is not about us. We're in this together, and I want you to remember the words of Micah 6:8. If you forget them, ask Bill. They're on his back. He has shown you, O mortal, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? To act justly and love mercy and to walk humbly with your God. Again, I'm going to repeat it. It's not about us. It's about walking with God, just as the disciples walked with Jesus. Don't lose sight of that. Now, one final reflection on this passage, and a silly one, but that's who we are. I can't help but to think of a popular PBS show in our house, a kids' PBS show, I must add. It's called The Cat in the Hat. This show is based on the Dr. Seuss character of the same name. The Cat in the Hat takes 2 6-year-olds out on adventures. Their names are Nick and Sally. They load into the Cat in the Hat's vehicle called the Thingamajigger, and they zoom away. They learn about different things like gravity and wind. And each time they load into a car and they sing the same little song. Now forgive me, I don't have a voice. Are you ready? Yes, we're ready. Are you steady? Yes, we are. Are you sure you're ready to explore? Yes, we are. Here we go, 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 on an adventure. The thingamajigger is up and away. Here we go, 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 on an adventure. We're flying with the Cat in the Hat today. So my question is this. Hurley Reformed Church, are you ready? Bill, are you ready? Because, friends, here we go, 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 go on an adventure. It's not the Cat in the Hat that's taking us on the venture. It's the Holy Spirit. And may we go and we learn and we love and we focus on God. Let's pray. Lord of adventure, as this time together begins, may we seek your face continually. May we never lose patience, may we always persevere, and may we use discernment along the way. Thank you for all of the blessings that you have in store for us. May we never take them for granted as we do ministry in your name and in your name alone. Amen.